It's time for the good, the bad.
Hold that thought.
And the dumb.
On the Mighty Gwyn Show.
And you heard the lady. It is that time of day when we go to the lighter side of sports, the lighter side of life, bring you stories that are good, stories that are bad, stories that are just flat out dumb. Producer Ron puts it together every single day. Today's a special day, our last show before Christmas, and Ron has put together a holiday version.
I had to go holiday.
There you go, man. What do you got?
Mac Daddy Santa is my good for the day.
Oh, yeah, Tiger.
This is the Tiger Woods that I want. It's the one that needs to come back.
If he could just wear that on the course.
Like, yes.
That would be the greatest.
Why not?
Thing. That thing took over the internet. I'm trying to think of other things that took over the internet instantaneously. When that hit yesterday, I mean.
Yeah, that blew up. Everyone had an opinion.
Everybody had an opinion. And it is funny, like a lot of people, and some of them were probably doing it jokingly, but a lot of people were, Tiger's back. Look at him. He's got his swag back. He's kind of putting on this Mac Daddy outfit, like Mac Daddy.
Now, the only thing that bothered me was, he says, it's a Christmas tradition the kids love. That's a stretch.
Why would the kids love that?
Exactly, right?
No, I mean, listen. And now, listen, we're seeing him standing there looking all, like a holiday-themed gigolo and whatnot, when in reality...
He's Mac Daddy Santa.
Yeah, he probably acts it up, and he's funny and whatever, and makes a whole deal out of it. So it's all good. I'm sure it's kid-friendly.
But, but what also was good was my favorite tweet of yesterday came out from that.
What was it?
What's the difference between Tiger Woods and Santa?
What is the difference?
Santa stops after three hoes.
Oh no!
I loved it.
Oh no, but oh yes. That is.
That's the Tiger Woods that we need back. That's the one we need back in our life.
Yes, we need multiple hoes.
Dylan, my bad for the day is this Canadian up in Canada. Go figure, right?
Pretty safe bet. Canadian.
Have you seen the photo of this guy who drove a Zamboni through a Tim Hortons drive-thru?
No, I did not.
This photo is too Canadian for its own good. He literally, you see that the weather does look frightful outside.
Yeah, yeah.
And not snow, there's no snow on the ground, but it's, it doesn't look warm at all. And he literally is driving a Zamboni through a Tim Hortons drive-thru. And you can't get any more Canadian than this. I think it's a bad look for Canada.
Yeah, that's
America's hat.
What is the only thing that could have made that scene a little bit more Canadian?
If he was, I don't know.
I mean,
I was going to say something hockey related, but he's on a Zamboni, so it's already hockey.
Maybe if he had a big can of Labatt's with him, or something like that,
or pulling a Labatt's trailer.
Yeah, if he was somehow simultaneously.
I mean, maybe that's it. Maybe if the. If on the side of the Zamboni, it was sponsored by Labatt.
There you go. A Labatt.
But it
Zamboni.
Wasn't. It was some hockey reference that American's not going to get.
That's going to be completely lost on a guy from California.
My dumb for the day, though, goes to U.S. postal worker. A female who was going to end up on Santa's naughty list in more ways than one. She was stealing gift cards out of some of people's mail, cards. I would have, if I mailed you a gift card, she would have opened that said card, took out the gift card, and mailed the card on, and you never would have known I had given you a gift.
Jeez.
So that's the bad portion. The dumb portion is what she was using it on.
What was she using it on?
She was using it on buying adult toys from Groupon.
Oh, no.
Everyone's source for discounted adult toys.
Not even an upscaley.
No. We're not even doing like Adam and Eve or anything. We're getting our kicks from Groupon.
Well, so you know the name,
of course,
actual,
Dylan.
Like actual upscale.
Of course.
I was just throwing out that.
I'm American.
Because that's common knowledge.
Yeah, right. But it gets a little stranger from there. So not only was she using these gift cards on adult toys bought via Groupon, is where she was hiding the gift cards.
Oh, no.
And cameras picked it up. No, it's not bad. I mean, it's bad, but it's not where your mind is going. She was literally taking the gift cards, wrapping them up in her black Got Jesus sweater.
No! Oh, she got problems.
Yeah.
She got trouble.
So she would take, you know, open up. She would take, I guess, a bunch of mail, go off camera. This is what they were watching her do. Take a tray full of mail, go off camera. Another camera picked her up that I guess she didn't know about.
Yeah.
Watched her open the cards, wrap these, you know, gift cards in her Got Jesus sweater.
Oh, God.
And then take them home and spend them on things like, you know, adult toys from Groupon.
Oh, my God. That is, that of all the bad stories you found for us over the months here, Ron, that may be the worst.
That might be the worst.
That might be the worst thing you've ever done.
See, it was just one thing to say, hey, yeah, she was stealing stuff and using it on stuff that, you know, one should not be buying from Groupon.
Yeah.
You know, save, you know, I don't know. But the fact that she was wrapping in her Got Jesus sweater.
That's the clincher. That's the clincher.
Because I don't think she has Jesus.
No, but she needs to.
Yeah, well, she needs to find Jesus.
Well, everybody has Jesus. It's a question of whether or not you actually just, you know.
Yeah.
Whether you're not.
No, it's very, very true.
Yeah, yeah. You know what it is, Ron? She's unaware that Jesus is there. That's what it is. She's conveniently forgetting that he's there and pretending that he's only encapsulated in a sweater that helps her hide stolen goods and ill-gotten gains and things like that. That's
what Jesus would have wanted.
That's
what he fought for.
Yeah,
what he preached about. Steal thy gift cards and wrap them in clothes of mine.
What a story to end before the holiday. It has been a great, great show.
No, just go back to Mac Daddy Santa.
Just go back to the, yeah, just wind back the clock a little bit. Tony D will take the clock forward. Everybody out there, have a safe and Merry Christmas. We'll see you back here on Monday. I will. Anyhow, have a great Christmas, everybody.